Welcome to Mini Dharma Talk Fridays on the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Mukunda Chandra Kohan, the founder of YourWellnessYogi.com and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine, and yet as life's challenges grind and wear us down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us, and if we stray too far from it, we will be unhappy in our life. At Your Wellness Yogi and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mindfulness mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today and take advantage of our two free personal one-to-one coaching conversations by taking the Circle of Life quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action plan to take control of your life. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a favor, to write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/podcast and click on subscribe to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show by opening up the podcast app. Thank you and enjoy this week's episode, and I appreciate you listening.
I had this really nice idea that I was going to have all the men chant one time and then all the women chant one time. And I opened my eyes and looked around and said, that would be a bad idea. Because there's only three men and I can't sing that well. Last week I was being interviewed on a podcast, and one of the questions that the woman asked me was, do you think more people are becoming, and I'm using air quotes, awake? And I answered, I don't know, and I don't really care. I literally was like, I don't care if more people are becoming awake. And she said, well, how come you don't care? Don't you want to see change in this world? And I was like, well, of course. And she says, and don't you need to be the change that you want to see so you have to care about people being awake? And I said, I don't care. And she asked me why. And so I went on it and explained it. You can only control three things in this world. Do we remember what they are, anybody? Three things. How you think, how you feel, and how you react. Everything else in this world is out of your control. You can't control anything else. You can't control if you're going to get to work. Something can happen. You can't control if you're going to get up in the morning. Something's going to happen. You can't control how other people think. You can't control the world around you. You only can control how you think, and how you feel, and how you react. And so if you are a person that's going to be like, I'm going to become the best version of myself so I can change the people around you, you're going to fail. Because you can't change the people around you. You can't say, I'm going to become a vegan so everybody else around me becomes a vegan. Because what happens then? You come attached. And then what happens? The people around you start making fun of you because you're choosing to be different. And they don't change. And so you give up. What happens if you choose to want to become healthy and you decide to go out and lose some weight and exercise, and your partner does not want to do these things? If you're doing them because you want your partner to be healthy, and that's why you're doing them, what happens? You give up. And this is why I said, I don't really care. I'm not focused on whether the world is becoming more awake. I'm focused on myself trying to be the best version of myself in order to make the people around me better. That's all I care about. If I am going to try to leave the world and leave where I'm at a little bit better than how it was when I showed up. I have these two students to this day. I'm still blown away with their kindness. I've told this story twice now. They went out of their way on a Wednesday to drive an hour and a half to help me bring a dresser into my apartment. So they spent almost 5 hours of the day without any expectations to help me bring in this 150-pound behemoth dresser into my apartment. And every time I see them, I'm blown away by their kindness. They didn't do it because they wanted to make me change. They did it because they wanted to make the people around them better, happier. I don't know if I would do that. I was blown away by their kindness. When we try to control the people around us, we fail. When we try to enact change in people, we fail. Even if we become exemplars and we say, I'm going to be the best version of myself, I'm going to be kind, I'm going to be compassionate, I'm going to maintain a vegan vegetarian diet, I'm going to be the best yogi I can, because then everybody else around me is going to be a yogi, we're going to fail. We succeed in life when we just worry about how we are behaving and if we are leaving the world better than it was when we got there. We focus on being the best version of ourselves, not whether we are affecting change around the people. That's how the world changes. Which is why I don't care if people are coming more awake. I only focus on how I can make the world better. And then when I do that, what happens? My life becomes better. My environment becomes better, and my world naturally changes. Sit up tall. Close your eyes. Now ask yourself these questions. How can you leave the world better? How can you go somewhere, walk into a room, say hi to someone and leave that person or place better than it was when you came across it? Simple acts of kindness without any expectations in return. Whether it's smiling at someone at the grocery store or introducing yourself to the person sitting next to you who you don't know, who hasn't heard a kind word all day. You never know. And then maybe bring your hands together at your heart center. And take a moment here to dedicate your practice to focusing more on being better at who you are and less worried about how you can affect the change around you.
Thank you for listening to the Living Life on Purpose podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more information on our yoga and coaching classes, please visit our website at yourwellnessyogi.com and please sign up for our newsletter. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose. Thank you.